Well, it is afternoon, 12:02 p.m. I started out this morning a little bit late, like a quarter of. It's been one of those days. It's March 20th, 2012, just barely turned over into the afternoon. It's been a day where I got delayed this morning because when I set out to do my walk, I found out that I couldn't go because I had to take a kid to school. And then I took a kid to school and ran out of gas, so I had to come home, get gas in the car so I could take the other kid to school. And by the time I got home, I wanted to sit down and try to finish the story that I started yesterday. And so I kept putting off and putting off and putting off the moment where I was going to actually do for the walk, because I was trying to get the writing done, so I could come out and say, yay, I finished the story. No, I didn't finish the story. I realized I had to put everything down because now I've got to get lunch ready. It's just green for lunch, so that's not too bad, but I've got to fix lunch. And if I don't go right now, I've got five book orders that I have to get packaged up and ready to go before 2 o'clock. And I've got to get ready to go pick up kids from school again. So I figure if I don't go for the walk, I'm not going to get out there. So I figured I better go. So the story's not done. I've made some good progress. I like the way it's going. I don't know how close it is to being done. If I did, I might have stayed, but things are so squirrely that I just couldn't do it. So, yeah, crap. But at least I'm going for my walk. So I'll get an opportunity to think about what I've got so far, think about what's going to happen next, and wonder what happened to the days when I used to rip off 10,000 words in a day. The answer is I actually was doing those on days when I was doing things like telling people to buzz off because I was writing. And I haven't done that in a while. I may have to start again. So, it's noon. It's a lovely day. It's almost clear blue. There's a few little patches of clouds here and there around the sky. It's beautiful blue color. It's a middle 50s, although I'm wearing my parka. When I came out earlier, it was quite chilly. I didn't want to come out in just a windbreaker and a sweatshirt. I probably should have, because now I'm working up a sweat. I'm wearing my ratty jeans. I'm trying to find a good clothes to pack up. Somebody had an interesting idea about drop shipping a lap desk. I might do that. I don't know. I might find an alternate desk. I have a small one that might fit. It's really only a 1x12. It's about 2 feet long. And it works pretty well. It doesn't have the beanbag under it, but it does work pretty well. I might see if I can fit that into my suitcase so I can just take a check-on bag, a roller bag, and not have to check a bag. And yeah, United does charge me $25 for the bag, so there's some benefit to buying one and having it dropped shipped for 20, but it becomes a point of wastefulness at some point. I'm not quite sure where that point is. It's, what am I wasting? Am I wasting money or am I wasting materials? And I don't have any good answers. It's probably too even to matter one way or the other. So here I am, out and about, walking along. But the thing is that I'm really caught in the fog of fiction of thinking about the story. And I'm trying not to talk about it, because talking about it doesn't help much. Thinking about it helps a lot, and talking about the thinking sometimes helps. But I'm at the point where I gotta write, and what really needs to happen is I need keys under my fingers so that I can spin the tail out. I do have some of the pieces that I was that I had written before, I can use almost verbatim. Some of the pieces that I wrote before, I can't use, at least I don't think I can use them yet. I might be able to use them slightly modified. If nothing else, they inform the story. There's a lot going on in this story, despite the fact that it's short. And some of it will be revealed, some of it won't be. Some of it will just sort of hang in the background and leave some questions unasked, even, let alone answered. So it's a great opportunity for me to practice a little bit here with this short. I gotta get it done. Thursday, I'm going to meet a friend and talk about writing. Bud Hunt, who is known online as Bud the Teacher, is one of the people who has been a fan for quite a long time. He's really been a fan of my educational practice. We met some time ago and finally got together, I want to say last fall, for the very first time in person, and he introduced me to a wonderful place that serves great food and is right near where he works. So I'm going to drive over to Longmont and have a little visit with him on Thursday. And with any luck at all, that'll be, I've also got to go to Denver. I don't think I can do them both on the same day. That's the problem. I still have to go to Denver and pick up the loose books down there. I'd ask the woman to ship them, but it would probably cost more than they're worth. Oh, dogs. Yes, this is why I go early, because there are dogs. Yeah, I've been chased away. Somebody with a chainsaw, I think. No, an electric lawn edge, electric, gasoline-powered lawn edger. I did figure out what I was going to do about the downed limbs in the backyard. I don't remember if I mentioned this or not. But when I get back from Oregon, I'm going to go over to the hardware store and pick up two things that I don't have that I actually miss. Because there's the two tools that I really know how to use quite well that are geared for handling the kind of mess I've got in my backyard. One is a buck saw, and the other is an axe. It'll be good exercise for me to go out and take the axe to the smaller limbs, take the buck saw to the bigger ones, and I should be able to go through that stuff in a matter of a few days once I get back. I won't be able to do them all in one sitting, but these are tools that I understand, tools that I know how to use, tools that I'm quite well practiced with, so it should be pretty easy to deal with. The problem that I've had so far is that the only saw I've got that's appropriate for this kind of material is a small pruning saw. And while a pruning saw does a really good job on limbs up to 2 or 3 inches, when you start getting into 4, 5, 6 inch limbs, you need something with a little more bite, something with a little more action on it. The 10 inch blade on the pruning saw just doesn't quite have the same reach as a 36 inch buck saw. So the amount of work you have to do in order to get through the limb, while possible, is also exhausting. It also focuses muscles in just one hand, where with the buck saw, you get the whole body moving, waist, hips, shoulders, both arms. It really goes much better and much faster than one little handsaw going diggity-diggity-diggity-diggity back and forth. So good. I have a plan. I'm feeling good about that. that'll be my afternoon workout, perhaps, when I come back. The toe is still a bit swollen. It's not bad today. It's actually better today than it was yesterday, but I can still feel it in my boot. Which raises the next question, what kind of shoes am I going to wear? These are all very important considerations when you're packing for an airplane. I'm going to be on the road for a week, a whole week. A week and a day, actually. A week and 2 days. I'm flying on a Saturday, flying home a week from the following Sunday. So, yeah, this is going to be quite an extensive operation. Hot. Yeah, I probably could have got by with just the windbreaker. So it goes. I wonder what I'm going to have for lunch. Usually I'm thinking about breakfast when I do my walk. I come around this last turn toward the house. Well, it's not the last turn, next to the last turn. I'm halfway down the long eastern reach here. Thinking about, I think I have some leftover bean turkey soup. I don't know what I'm going to make for dinner. I have to make something yummy. I also need to make a grocery list of things I need to buy before I go to the airport on Saturday, so the family has at least a running start. I won't be able to stock up enough to get them through the whole week, I don't believe. It's not that there won't be enough, it's just that there won't be what they want. So I'll have to take some extras, do some work. Hiking along. I don't know that I'm going to make my break 19 minutes. The last couple of days have been 18 and change. And usually that's the length of time it takes going the other way around, which is just a little bit shorter. But because I turn this recorder on within a few feet every day of the same place, I know that I'm walking in the same footprints, I'm walking the same path every day. So any difference in the running time is a difference in my walking speed more than it is anything else. The postal person. Yeah, I've got a lot of stuff I've got to do here before I leave. Pick up the children from school. Yikes. The day is fleeting, flying away under my feet, slipping through my fingers. That's interesting. I've heard back from somebody who read Ravenwood, an editor who read Ravenwood, and said there weren't any errors except for a consistent misspelling of the word all right, A-L-R-I-G-H-T, which is technically not a word. The word is all, A-L-L, space, R-I-G-H-T. It's actually two words. That all right is not literally, technically speaking, correct. And yet I went through and made sure that I put all right everywhere somebody used the phrase all right when I was putting it together, which seemed a bit odd, because I could have sworn that I went through and changed them all to all right, but she assures me that that's not the case, that I consistently misspelled it, which I found to be quite interesting, if not downright amusing, since I was pretty sure I'd done a find and replace. But maybe I'm not thinking of that book. Maybe I'm thinking of a different work, which is entirely possible. I have done a lot of writing. I keep beating myself up because I haven't been doing any writing. What I haven't done is a lot of production, but I have been doing a lot of writing. written. Lots of dribs and drabs and snips and snails. Lots of pieces here and there. I've written a lot of blog posts. I've written a lot to my students. I've written a lot on the subject of marketing and micro-marketing, niche marketing. It's the fiction production that has not appeared this year, which is, I have to own that one. I had breakfast the other morning with my old boss. I mean, it's ironic that when I had the full-time job, I actually had more production than I do now. And in part, it's because I was able to get away. It was because I had the freedom of telling people, I'm busy now, I'm home from work, and I have to get this done. Where now, I still run into the, and I've talked about it before, I'm not going to talk about it very much this morning, but I still have the, well, you're at home all day, so you can handle this detail, and that detail, and the other detail, and kids need to go here, and these chores need to get done, and you're here anyway, so of course you can do them. You can get on the phone and call people, you can make appointments, you can be my secretary, is basically what it boils down to, and it's true, and that's exactly what happens. So I need to cope with that. I need to figure out some strategies for dealing with that. I was doing really well when I had, a couple weeks ago, I had the calendar all set up, and I've lost that. I need to go back to it. Perhaps I'll just make an appointment with myself to come back to it when I get back from Oregon, because nothing is going to happen except that workshop while I'm there. And to try to think about doing anything else while I'm there is kind of pointless and perhaps counterproductive. All right. Crossing the street for the last time. Heading for the back gate. 4 more days will be the anniversary of the starting of this project. I wonder how it'll work out. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.